अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Who do you think can become an excellent storyteller? Someone who can come up with new stories every time? Who can tell tales and legends from the past? Someone who has lived for a long time and seen many different times, places and people? Why do you think our grandparents are the best storytellers? They have stories from their childhoods and from times even before that, which they've heard from their grandparents. We sit around them and listen to numerous stories of people, places, problems, love, hate, birth, death, rags and riches and whatnot. Even the stories from our Puranas are those that are told by many such storytellers who lived long, long ago. Also, who lived for a long time. Imagine the number of stories they will have in store. No matter what our problems are, there's always a story you can connect to from our Puranas and epics that can help you wade through and stay strong in life. That's what happened even to the Pandavas. Do you know the Pandavas and Kauravas? Yes, the 5 Pandavas and the 100 Kaurava brothers who always had fights over the kingdom. The Pandavas lost all their hard-earned and well-deserved wealth and kingdom to Kauravas in a dice game. More like a gamble which was deviously planned by the Kauravas. After losing the game, the Pandavas had to leave everything behind and go to the forest for 12 years and also live in Agnyatavasa or incognito, like undercover agents, for 1 year. Tough life. They left the kingdom and went into the forest. They had many hurdles. The Pandava brothers were upset and unhappy with what they had to go through. They were wondering why they had to go through such a wretched life despite being princes. Yudhishthira, the eldest of the brothers, was feeling miserable for putting his brothers through this torturous life and making their wife Draupadi, who deserved to live in luxury, go through a life of struggle. He was feeling helpless and hopeless. Now, that's when a storyteller steps in. At the time of immense sorrow and pain, Yudhishthira also was met by a storyteller. This was a very, very special storyteller. Someone who lived through different ages, had fought death, and had the boon to be immortal by none other than Lord Shiva himself. He had witnessed great floods and droughts, met up with gods, demons, sages and kings from different eras. He knew the past, present and future because of his severe penance and austerities. Who was he? Sage Markandeya. Yes, he is one of the greatest storytellers in our Puranas and epics. He appears in the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, the Bhagavata Purana, and also has a Purana in his name called the Markandeya Purana. Wondering how he lived for so long? Across all the yugas or eras? Well, there is a story behind his long life too. Sage Markandeya was the son of Rishi Mrikandu and Marudmati. He was born after several prayers to Lord Shiva, with a very short life of 16 years only. His father Mrikandu had chosen to have a child who was extremely intelligent but will live a very short life over a son who may not be very intelligent but would have a long life. Guess that makes sense. Markandeya grew up to be a great devotee of Lord Shiva. At the age of 16, when his parents told him about the secret of his birth, Markandeya, reassuring his parents, sat worshipping a Shivalinga the statue of Lord Shiva. When it was time for his death, the Yamadutas or the aides of Yama came to take him away, but they couldn't touch him since he was in deep meditation. After much wait, Yama himself came to take him. You know who Yama is, right? The god of death. Yes, he came to take him away. Markandeya refused to go. Instead, he hugged the Shivalingam so tight. Fuming, Lord Yama threw his noose, a long rope, around Markandeya that actually got the Shivalingam also into it. When Lord Yama pulled the noose, he was pulling Lord Shiva too along. The linga split into two and out came Lord Shiva, fierce and furious. At once, he threw his trident on Yama and lo, Yama was on the ground. For this, Shiva is called Yamantaka or Kalantaka, the one who ended Lord Yama's life. After a while, Lord Shiva revived Yama and told him that he was punished for his recklessness towards his duty. Yama, though was doing his duty, acted in haste and with pride. After Yama regretted and left, Lord Shiva, immensely pleased with Markandeya's devotion, blessed him to be immortal and never age beyond 16. Whoa, immunity against aging? I'm sure many would be wanting it even now. Since then, sage Markandeya has been roaming around earth, living through all ages, meeting gods, demons, sages, kings, seen different mountains, forests, oceans and rivers, known about all the living beings on earth, all the happenings on earth, and all the stories about everything on earth. When such a wonderful and versatile storyteller met Yudhishthira at a time when they were going through several hardships in the forest, struggling for food, fighting with demons, living in huts, sleeping on the ground. Not just that, fearing their wife Draupadi's safety, who once was kidnapped by Jayadratha, but was quickly saved by Arjuna and Bhima. With all these troubles, Yudhishthira was down and depressed. Sage Markandeya narrated a story to cheer him up and let him know that even the once born as princes, adorned with all virtues and valor, despite being the best in the race and having done only good to the world, also have to go through unhappy times. Do you know which story it was? It was the story of Lord Rama. Yes, the seventh avatara of Lord Vishnu. The entire story of Rama was narrated by sage Markandeya to Yudhishthira and everyone who was present there. After listening to this story, Yudhishthira's mind and his heart calmed down and he was filled with courage to face whatever challenges that lay ahead. Who can doubt the healing power of stories and the storytellers? Well then, what is the story of Rama? How does it help someone get strength? Why is it so special? You want to know? Wait until our next episode. Until then, goodbye.